Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, we're talking art in Belgrade, and to guide us through the city's galleries is our Balkans correspondent, Guy Delaunay. We'll find out how you create an art scene in the city where your two main art institutions are closed, and we'll visit two shows of Serbian art, one of work by pop artist Dusan Otasovic at the Serbian Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the other a photography show run by Belgrade-based magazine Re Foto. That's all coming up here on the Monocle Arts Review. Guy Delaunay in Belgrade, as clean as a bell, as clear as a whistle, welcome to the programme. It's an interesting time in Belgrade at the moment because all the big boys, the two main sort of art institutions, are closed, I understand. So what takes its place? Is this sort of fertile ground for the young guns to sort of bloom?
I think in part it is, but in another way, it's also an extremely frustrating situation. So if you're a visitor to Belgrade and you're coming to the city for the first time, there's a chance if you're going to meet locals, they'll tell you to meet them at the statue of the man on the horse in Republic Square, Trg Republika, and that's right in front of the National Museum of Serbia. Now, this should have a magnificent collection of international art, you know, Renoirs, Picassos, you name it, the National Museum has got it in its collection. What you'll see is a freshly scrubbed building. This is a new development. Until a couple of months ago, it was under canvas itself for a very long time, with a clock on the wall, counting down. And last time I looked, it was somewhere in the low hundreds, about 115 days, it's saying on there, counting down until this institution supposedly reopens. It's been closed for a decade. And all of the people on the art scene that I speak to say that this is a matter of great distress to artists. You can sort of try and make the best of it and say, well, it's an opportunity to step away from big institutions and do it yourself. But in essence, for a generation, you haven't really had mainstream access to art for people who might be growing up and looking for inspiration as artists or starting out as professionals and looking for something to aspire to. So it's not just the National Museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art is closed as well. And this situation has resulted in people, there's an awful lot of graffiti art in Belgrade, which you might infer from all of the above, but there are other institutions as well, or sort of semi-institutions, and one I particularly like is called Street Gallery, which you'll find in a back alley behind a burnt-out cinema in the city centre. And this is one where they've requisitioned the old cinema display cases, the old poster display cases, and have a very fast-moving rolling exhibition there that can be anything from 3D works through to poster work, graphic arts. A lot of things are shown there, and it's one of the most dynamic galleries in the city. And as the people who run it tell me, it was in effect an open-air urinal for most of the time in Belgrade.
It's nice to hear that things are looking up. Does the fact that it was an old cinema and a pissoir, I suppose, as well, does that sort of give it a dynamism, the fact that it's being used for something else, something a bit more positive these days? Does it kind of feel like you're not necessarily part of a movement, but that there is more talk done in a space like this than perhaps in the closed Museum of Contemporary Art or the National Museum?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think this is the exciting thing about Belgrade at the moment, is it's a city which has taken a lot of knocks over the past three decades, and it's now more or less just about got itself back on an even keel. And of course, the big question is, what now? And so a lot of people are talking about the direction in which they can take the city, and particularly with regards to arts, what we can do in this sort of situation. So with Street Gallery, you've got an organisation there called Micro Art, which sits under a larger campaigning organisation called Ministry of Space, who are very deeply involved in lots of culture in the city, and not just Street Gallery, which again is a very informal space, as you'll have gathered from its setting. When they have opening parties there, it really is a party. It's a street party, and it's a very festive sort of occasion. But they're also involved in requisitioning old cinemas. Now, the one where you've got Street Gallery, that cinema's burnt out, but they did take over another cinema called Zvezda, the Star Cinema, which is right in the city centre. They've been squatting that for a year and putting on a programme of mostly contemporary Serbian or ex-Yugoslav films, stuff which might not get shown in the multiplex-type cinemas, for example. There are other institutions. There's Kulturni Centar Grad, down by the river in an old warehouse. Again, very dynamic, very informal, very lively in terms of the exchange that you've got between people going there, not just locals, but internationals as well. And Mixer House in the same sort of area, you've also got that very vibrant movement there. I have to say, it would be great if the Museum of Contemporary Art were reopened, because that's a particularly beautiful building dating back to the 50s, 60s. It's in this, you know, superb modern style, very striking building, and the interiors with lots of light. It's an ideal space for showing art, and it's all in the basement, all stored very nicely and properly, and just waiting for the opportunity to be put back up on the walls.
Just very quickly and finally on this, before we go to our first sort of featured artist and show guy, it looks like sort of young entrepreneurs then are kind of kicking things off, where public money is taking a long time to wash these Renoirs clean then.
I think there's a great element of that. And there's also an element of where there isn't the great institution, the little small art spaces are still there. And they're right in front of your noses, really. One of the things that I particularly like to do is just walking down Knez Mihailova. I mean, most Belgraders like to walk down Knez Mihailova. This is a pedestrianised street which runs right through the centre of the city. It's a kilometre long, runs from Republic Square all the way down to Kalemegdan Park, where you have the ancient Belgrade fortress. So it's just a promenade in the evening. The place comes completely to life. There's outdoor cafes, buskers, you name it. And from one end to another, there's at least, I lost count at a dozen art galleries that you can pop into. And they're mostly small spaces, all of them admission is free. They've sometimes got musical performances on them as well. And it just gives you the idea that while the big institutions are closed, the cultural life is still there. And the things you can see vary greatly from, you know, rank amateurs to international artists or people promoting their nations at the Spanish and French and German cultural institutions, through to the slightly eccentric Zepta Art Gallery, which is run by the cooking pan king of Serbia, Filip Zepta. That's an extraordinary place as well.
Let's move on to your first featured show then, Guy. This is Ilija Dimic, excuse my pronunciation, at the Academy of Arts and Sciences. I did a cursory Google of this artist and I didn't turn up much. Tell me why.
Because he is not real, and you could be completely taken for a ride with this one, Ilija Dimic. You walk into the Academy of Arts and Sciences. It's one of the most beautiful spaces on Knez Mihailova. They've got this lovely corner gallery, quite art deco with lovely curved windows, and you see what appears to be an extraordinary story of an artist who lived a short life, died in 1938 at the age of 37, whose works were obscure for half a century thereafter, but were rediscovered, dusted down, and brought out into the open in 1990. And you read all these tales of Ilija Dimic, and it's quite extraordinary. And he was working in a constructivist style, seemed to be influenced by Bauhaus, but in many other respects quite ahead of his time, and his models of suggestions for public housing and such like. And at first you're thinking, wow, this is absolutely amazing. But it's only on further research that you realise it's actually a prank.
It seems like an amazingly ornate prank. There have been a few sort of fake artists as well. I'm just thinking about the recently deceased David Bowie and his Nat Tate. So there's obviously a bit of a history of this, but really to go back into that sort of idea, the Bauhaus and social housing and the rest of it, this is a pretty ornate joke. And the work is amazing, isn't it? There's some really wonderful work. It looks like Eastern versions of pop art, I suppose.
That's right. I mean, this is what you think. It's very much in the sort of Soviet constructivist style. And the man who's actually responsible for this was known as the leading pop artist of Yugoslavia, Dušan Atašević. And he's described Ilija Dimic. I think the phrase he used was his imaginary spiritual father. He sort of created this artist that he wished he'd sort of, I suppose, be mentored by himself. This was where the lineage in which Dušan Atašević wants to place himself. And Atašević is a fairly serious figure, certainly within Serbian art, but he's been exhibited internationally, including at the Tate in London. And so, you know, it's a work of substance in the end. And as you say, Rob, the works themselves are a pleasure to behold. A lot of it's themed through flight and man's relation to flight. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to work out that Atašević here is sort of making comments about the restrictions of growing up in communist era Yugoslavia and where he wants to take it from there. But you know, obviously was very dangerous at the time to make open criticism of Tito's regime. So he was finding ways of doing it in a slightly more allegorical manner.
He was included in that recent Tate show of non-Western pop art, actually, and his work was amazing. And I suppose I just wonder quickly, lastly on this one, whether pop really took off in Serbia and the surrounding sort of countryside. Maybe it seems a little more austere somehow, or we in the West read it as being a little bit more austere, the former communist pop art.
Well, I think, you know, with pop art, it actually fits quite well with communist ideals or socialist ideals. I was at the Ljubljana Graphic Arts Biennial a few months ago, which is the oldest graphic arts biennial in the world. And, of course, now Ljubljana's in Slovenia, but when it started off, this biennial was in Yugoslavia. And this idea of easily reproducible art that anybody could put on their wall at a reasonable price, was easily transportable, could be mail ordered, and that fits in very well with socialist ideals. So certainly graphic art, and which is kind of a relation to pop art in a way, although, you know, doubtless some would disagree, but this was part of the ideal. So there's a tradition of it in this part of the world that you can have very easily accessible, reproducible art, which you can take pride in, but don't have to mortgage the house for.
All right, well, it's fascinating stuff. That's Ilija Dimic, or is it, on at the Serbian Academy of Arts and Sciences until the 13th of March. And we're going to end up at the Art Get Gallery, Guy. This is a Rifoto exhibition called Pokret. Maybe you can give us a background to this one.
Yeah, Pokret means movement, and Refoto is a photo magazine which started up in Serbia in 1996. It's flickered in and out of existence a few times. It's currently, the print magazine, has been in limbo since last June or July, but the website and the Refoto school and the Refoto competitions are still continuing. And at the Art Get Gallery at the moment, we have the entrance and the finalists for the Refoto annual competition. Pokret, movement, is the theme of the competition, and you know, everybody will enter. It doesn't matter whether they're professionals or amateurs. If you're a photographer in this region, you've probably got an interest in entering something into the Refoto show, and you'll probably have seen, I hope, Rob, some of what's on the Refoto website. Some people are taking this movement aspect of it a bit too literally. We've got quite a lot of sort of long exposures and things moving, which is, you know, a bit sort of what I first did when I got my SLR camera. But the things that I really like is sort of seeing bits of Serbia and former Yugoslavia that you wouldn't necessarily see if you were just going into the main centres. And you see these sort of glimpses of life, often quite blurry glimpses of life, from places which don't really usually get a light shone upon them. There's a picture I'm looking at here at the moment from Gianni Bardotti, who's taken a picture of a couple of children running through a field. It looks like it's in Ruma, judging by the number plate of the derelict van which is sitting next to them. You get to see these elements of Serbian and ex-Yugoslav life, or there's pictures of weddings in here. There's pictures of towns that don't get mentioned on the tourist guide or the lists of hotspots. And I'm looking at the moment at a picture of a couple of boys running through a field, a rutted track next to a burnt-out van with a number plate for Ruma, which is a town in Vojvodina in northern Serbia near the border with Hungary. It's stuff which gives you a real feel for the places which are still there, which get completely overlooked, and the kind of life which is lived there.
Well, it sounds fascinating stuff, and nice to see these kind of parts of the old country, I suppose. That was Pokret. That's on at the Art Get Gallery until the 28th of February. And we started off by talking about the general art scene in Serbia and what happens when the two main institutions are closed. And in between, Ilija Dimic at the Academy of Arts and Sciences. That's on until the 13th of March. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you to my guest, Guy Zeloni in Belgrade, and to my producer, Holly Fisher. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for our weekly music chat, this time with Nick Luscombe. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.